Proclamation number 5021 of 15th of December, 1950. He who exalts himself. Arrogance. Honor. He who humbles himself will be exalted. But anyone who allows himself to be honored by his fellow human beings will truly have a smaller reward in the beyond, for he has already received his reward. You humans are only on earth because you are still imperfect, otherwise you would have already entered the kingdom of the blessed spirits, which requires the degree of perfection. But if you are imperfect, how can you then demand honor from your fellow human beings? How can you let yourselves be honored, who could not yet exist before my eyes, if I suddenly call you away from this world? He who humbles himself will be exalted. Consequently, an exaltation in my kingdom requires profound humility, which you should not only demonstrate to me but also to your fellow human beings. Although this should not be understood as submissiveness and groveling service. But you humans should never exalt yourselves above your fellow human beings. What distinguishes you in spiritual gifts, what you possess in talents, lively intellect or other abilities is not your merit but has been given to you by your Creator and Father according to your purpose on earth. Therefore, these gifts should not make you arrogant but only grateful to the one who has endowed you so richly. But you should nevertheless remain aware of the fact that your soul is still unfinished and that it alone survives the body. That all earthly gifts will therefore pass away just as you once passed away yourselves, and that nothing will remain apart from your soul which gives you the right to be arrogant. Therefore it is not fitting on earth that a person should be shown excessive reverence, that people who are his brothers should bow down before him or lie at his feet in service. It is not fitting that a person should allow himself to be honored and elevated to the status of a king if he has not been given such dominion. For even every earthly ruler should be regarded by his subjects as a loving, fatherly ruler if he wants to win their love and not just be feared. Then every subject will of its own accord pay him the honor that is due to him. But he, as earthly ruler, is set above people by my will. Yet even his arrogance is not a virtue but a weakness and a mistake before my eyes. You humans are all equal before me, you should be like brothers to each other. You should serve each other in love, then you will move on earth like my true children and remain humble of heart. For you should always imagine my walk on earth, how I walked amongst people with my disciples, to whom I stood by like a brother and friend and whom I also taught like a brother. All power was truly at my disposal and I could create everything for myself, earthly wealth and prestige before the world. I could have ruled like a king and claimed all honors for myself. But I did not see the high, I only saw the wretched, the weak and bowed down to him. I knew no arrogance and did not seek honor and glory from men. I only gave love and also only demanded love from people. And whoever wants to follow me should serve in love, but never want to rule in power. Only then can he be placed above great things in my kingdom when he has humbled himself on earth like me. Amen.